Our guest today, Boone Mayor John Slight. Good to have you back.
Thank you. Good morning.
And busy yeah. time in Boone. Welcome busy. To the new fiscal year yeah. and everything.
Yeah, start spending more money, right?
Yeah, well, away we go. Yes, you did last night, as a matter of fact. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a few things that have been happening. So, first of all, probably the big thing last night, you had a crowd of people. This had been through planning and zoning already, but the recommendation... Again, you've had a proposal or an offer to purchase city-owned property on the southwest side of Boone.
Right.
It's 15 acres that the city's had, Kading Property Management, looking to do a residential development there.
Yep.
But they are looking for, well, part of it would be changing the zoning to a multifamily mm-hmm. would allow them to actually qualify for some additional
right.
Incentives, tax incentives from the state.
Yep.
And so the city said, okay, since we still own the property, you started that process to rezone it.
Yes. So this went through planning and zoning. There was folks from Kading there, I think their engineer and some of their design people. So yeah, they had a
fair. And a lot of neighbors.
So a lot of residents showed up. There was a lot of questions. And even when I walked out of the meeting last night, I visited with some of them that still had some questions. But, you know, they had some concerns as far as, you know, what's really going to go in there? I mean, they had concerns from how they're going to get in and out of there. And I explained to them that, you know, they're worried about emergency services. And, and I explained that fire's been out there, police. I mean, they've all looked at this to make sure our equipment can get in and out. Because keep in mind, this is a private.
It would be a private area.
Development. Yeah. So they would handle everything on their own, basically, plowing the streets, those types of things. But anyway, some of the concerns were, if this doesn't go, are you going to leave it the way it is? And so the caveat that was put in there says if this doesn't go through, it'll still go back to the way it was zoned.
So back to a single family residential.
Correct. So, and that was concerned. There was a little bit of concern on the retention pond with maybe little kids out in that area, just a variety of different things. And I talked a little bit about how paving the road and this has been a long-term plan for, I mean, this is a long time. As far as we talked about the road.
South Merritt and West Park.
Yes. So we're excited to get that project. We want to get it done, obviously, but that's going to spur that development, I think, and this thing's going to grow. But we're talking, I think it's 128 units. And I understand those people, a lot of them have lived out there for years in that area. And when you see something, it's a pretty big development. So
probably one of the things that was noted was that it is market.
yes.
Marketplace or market.
Good point,
value.
Yes.
Not subsidized. They are talking duplexes, maybe fourplexes.
But yep. There was a concern of possibly
subsidized
or low-income housing being put out there, and we indicated that's not the case. It's all market price. So
market value.
Whatever the market is bearing right now, that's what those prices will be. And so I think that helped a lot of them because I think there's a little bit of misinformation, and I think that helped them. So it seemed – and actually when we – had the public hearing, they didn't have any questions. So
I think one of the big things and we'd seen this a little bit earlier when some of the first presentations were coming in, because the concepts that they've shown have changed.
Yes.
So, yep. But most recently, the one thing they have indicated, it is not multi-level. They're talking
right.
It's all single.
Yes.
Single story.
So that's how they want to do it. And yeah, if you have questions, we've got maps, pictures, the conceptual drawings of kind of what this thing's going to look like. But I think it's going to be pretty neat. It's a problem we've identified as far as housing in Boone. We've talked about different types of housing. You know, we're doing the study is going to show, you know, how much high end housing do you have, how much, you know, middle of the road do you have, and how much low income do you have. And we've identified, I know for a fact, that we can use additional market price housing. So.
The let's see, people wonder, okay, so where'd the city get this 15 acres?
Yeah.
Shall we go through the story?
We could. Yeah.
There was a time way back when the city was looking at a water tower in that particular vicinity.
Right.
You had some property,
mm-hmm.
Purchased some property from one of the landowners there. And then after a couple of years, he approached you and said, look, if you're not building this, and I'd like to have a family member build there, and I've got this other property, we could maybe work a deal.
Yep, that's exactly how it went down. That water tower, so I've been mayor since 2004, and one of the issues that we discussed when I was running for mayor was, what do you think about a West Boone water tower? So it's been on there, 20 years. And So you're exactly right. That's exactly how it went down. We bought it, kept it, sat on it. Obviously, the water tower didn't take. We did some other improvements, bigger, larger water lines, some looping and different things to help bring up that water pressure out in that area. So we didn't do the water tower. So that's, yeah.
Made the property
up, so it ended up working out well, yeah.
And really, one of the other driving factors is the big project going out on out there right now, South Marion and West Park paving.
Yes, yep, that was talked about for a long, long time. We finally, you know, we've budgeted, we've prepared, we've got the money to do that project, so we're going to get it done. And I wanted to do it 10 years ago, but the money wasn't there. But I think that will really open up that whole area and maybe further development in some sure. out there. So.
And again, that's one of the things, you did get a little bit of a change order on that. Mm-hmm. One of the things is the contractor, engineer working together, again, with the city trying to, because there's going to be an impact on neighbors out there.
So that change order basically is for helping stage and how we can get people in and out of their properties. It was a minimal change mm-hmm. order, but needed one.
We'll get there, and it's one going to add storm sewer. And so, yes. It's got a lot of... things have been done.
It does.
Besides that going on, let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that came up for the council already. We'll talk about the funding part of it. City has the Downtown Incentive Fund. Economic Development Committee does that. Did get an application last night that they actually, for the property right across from City Hall, the Virginia building over there at 926 8th Street.
Yeah.
And again, the people that acquired it, Sheffers, have come in. They've told the city up front, we want to do a restaurant here. We're gonna just get all the demolition and everything, get it cleaned up, and go to work on it. So, but part of it is the exterior, and they want to do things again with windows and things like that. So they made the application for the Downtown Incentive Fund. Again, that's one of those where pretty much a gimme.
It falls right into place. Yeah. First of all, we're excited to have a restaurant. I think that's a kind of a given. If you haven't been by there, now I'm there frequently because it's right across from City Hall. These people they've been there every day. They're gutting that whole building. I've not been in it. I know you have, and I guess it's just huge inside. They've gutted the upstairs. So this thing will all be renovated. If they have a restaurant in Perry, it's called the
Tin Pig.
Yeah. And very successful restaurant. These folks know what they're doing. That's kind of what this is. That's kind of their model. And but yeah, they came and applied for with our incentive fund. They qualify, definitely. We're excited to help them out. So they're going to end up getting the $30,000. Excuse me. So, which in turn starts us off right away, because we have $50,000. In that fund. So the council decided last night, since we're going to go ahead and allocate these dollars, let's backfill that fund with reserves from our general fund and bring it up to the 50,000 mark again. So
let's at least keep some dollars available for other projects.
It's been a very successful program. A lot of people have used it. And at the end of the day, it just helps with their buildings. It makes their taxable values higher. And so it's kind of a win-win for both sides. So.
Would you fully expect to see having to actually make an additional adjustment down the road? Because I know you're only going to be here for half the fiscal year.
That's right. Yeah,
I'm just remember
good
folks.
Good point. Yeah,
but
it's possible.
I can fully expect to see,
because one thing I think you'll see, and with this council in particular, that they're going to keep funding this program. I mean, I can't say it's just going to go on forever, but as long as there's good quality applications and we think it'll better the community, I think you'll see it get funded. Yeah. So,
and people need to remember, it's a reimbursement.
It is. Yes.
The property owner has to spend the funds to be able to recoup some of the money.
Yes.
So, and have the appropriate bills and everything else there too. Plus, this also adds that city participation if they pursue, which they are, going after the grants from the state, Ames Economic Development working on those for it. So
they're awesome.
So we'll just keep pushing ahead. Yep. Anyway, that was pretty interesting to watch all that go. One of the other adjustments, and again, ties in with the Downtown Boone Committee's request and the assessment that was done, a little bit of an adjustment. It had been in there for a while where signs and awnings were covered with some of those grant dollars that the city had available. It's kind of had gone away from that, but they wanted to emphasize that because that's one of the things that the assessment that was done kind of reviewed, said you could use some new signage and
awnings. And yeah, so the our Economic Development Committee kind of tweaked that to make sure that that money would be available towards, I think it was 50% up to, I think it was 5,000. I can't remember the dollar amount.
I think it's like 5,000.
But so the money will be available, focusing more on awnings and signage, which it is needed. And I think maybe if you could get more of a uniform look, you know, this whole thing kind of ties in with, obviously, you hear about the Main Street project. And so some of these recommendations came from a committee that came to town and assessed our downtown. So economic developments, they're doing a great job. So,
well, we did have a substantial rainfall.
We did.
And we did have a little bit of a surge at the water plant. Mm-hmm. We had some, I call it now, it's my new in-town detention basin of the viaduct.
Should have seen my backyard.
Yeah, well, there's that. We had a lot of it. That was a lot of rain in a short amount of time.
It was.
But I did not hear. I'm assuming we had a few backups just because of the volume. But I didn't
think
hear
so. But
near
not,
what we've had
no,
previously.
No, not near what we've had in the past. And we haven't had a rain like that in a while. I mean, it's been quite a while. So I was fully expecting calls, getting things. We just really didn't have it. So I think a lot of the improvements we've made, particularly I know on the South Boone and South Green where they relined and fixed a lot of the problems, those people really have had issues in the past throughout town. You know, and it's a combination of the root cutting, the using our, you know, I see we bought new cameras now, but camera doing things, and it all comes together. But it's constant maintenance on the system, and we got to make improvements. We just got to keep going on it.
Yeah. Well, I go back to thinking when you first, some of the first cameras that were purchased by the city. I think this might be the third time around, but good investment for your public work.
You know, and with the I&I program, with the sump pumps, trying to obviously make sure they're not pumping into the sanitary sewer. So all the phases we've been through now, all that's helped out tremendously. So we just got to keep going and keep doing it and stay ahead of it.
So one thing I know, and people keep talking about, condition of the roads and we did talk about the work that's being done, again, paving at West Park in South Marion. There are a lot of areas in the community, and again, it's nothing new. These are constant things that come up for every year, and you're almost done with it, but it is one of those things that comes up almost every year. More road repair.
The issue
is the dollars.
It is the dollars. So we try to prioritize. Now, we've bumped some things ahead. I remember the section there east of the hospital on Union that, I mean, it's terrible. So we bumped that up. You know, there's certain areas sometimes that just, I mean, they disintegrate, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so you got to fix them. But typically, we try to prioritize. We set extra dollars aside for potholes and those types of things. But you're going to start seeing, like we talked in the past, instead of total tear out and reconstruction, you're going to see more overlays down the road. We can get more done. Obviously, it doesn't last as long, but you know, we can't let it get that far ahead of us. We got to stay on it. So every year, we're budgeting and trying to keep up with it.
Well, when we look at 11th Street, it was
$1 million.
And that took you 2 years. I mean, the dollars that you received from the state for this, that's where the money comes from.
And think what that project would have been if we did total tear out and reconstruction.
It's pretty substantial.
It'd be huge. I mean, we couldn't afford it.
So again, that's one of the challenges you face is just how many dollars you have available, and you've got a lot of miles of road.
We do.
Hard surface.
We sure do.
Well, one of the little things that they are planning to do, and hopefully it'll add a little bit of additional life to it, but they got a new patching machine that Waylon Andrews had investigated, and he thought this was something that staff could use and might hold up those potholes, might preserve those a little bit longer.
That's tough. The potholes, and it obviously depends on when we're working on them, temperature, a lot of things, but every winter, obviously, our roads get tore up pretty good. You get new potholes, new things. So with the new patching machine, hopefully we can stop some of those where they're at, fix them, move on, and keep patching some of these things. But it's never ending, and we're not unique. Every community has the same problem. So,
fire department construction project got an issue.
Yes, we do.
We found it. Found another issue. As they got down to doing the footings, all of a sudden discovered
there's no base. really. So what happened was, they believe, is back in the, I think, 70s, 80s, whatever.
Quite a while ago.
So there,
when they were pouring the concrete in.
Yeah,
there.
They used a lot of fill. They used some brick and different types of fill. Well, as they've dug this up now, there's really no base there. So it's going to take some compaction, bring in a lot of, probably a lot of dirt, and compact that. And we just want to make sure those footings hold, obviously. It's an expensive project, but this is the project for the new, to house our new fire truck.
Sure.
And yeah, it's always seems like, and I remember when we okayed this project, Administrator Scare says, listen, I do not like change orders. We got one already.
Yeah. Got the, well, and still subject to go.
Right.
One of the big things here is the fact that, again, a space for a new truck, but the dollars that are being used for this are all your recovery money and some of the COVID dollars that you had. You want to expend those.
Correct. So
that's
it
going.
It fits that project well, yeah.
Just keep plugging them.
Yeah.
This is just one thing after another. I did want to bring up again about the streets, because I know that was an important one too.
Yeah,
I did have a resident, actually business, downtown parking concern again coming up.
So this has been a long-term problem. I've dealt with this for years. So do you ticket the people parked downtown? So through the years, we've had businesses complain that we were ticketing their customers. Maybe their customers stayed longer than the 2 hours. We had a business owner at our meeting last night indicating that there's certain vehicles that are parked constantly and taking up spaces, and it takes, and I get it, it takes away from their business, or maybe somebody, and he indicated a lot of his clients were 60 or above.
Sure.
And they don't want to walk two blocks or whatever. So City Administrator Scare brought up the fact that we did meet with the chamber years ago. The chamber said, hey, if you can, try not to ticket. So we kind of worked. It was kind of a...
I can tell you,
I remember very clearly when the TikTok was still open. Mm-hmm. They used to have like noontime class reunions and those things. We ticketed the whole row there one day because they were there 4 or 5 hours. And we took a beating on that, people calling you. So I see both sides of it. I think what they decided last night was, this gentleman and some of the other business owners are going to try to police this themselves a little bit. So if they see a car that's been setting for any length of time, mm-hmm. it's past the 2 hours, they're going to call the police. The police will come down, and we'll just handle it case by case rather than just, you know, because we used to have an enforcement person. That's all they did. And there's good and bad points to both, I understand it, but how do you, you know. It's always something.
It is. It is. We just keep working our way through it.
But there's some people that live downtown that probably park there all day that probably shouldn't. So I do think there is some enforcement that's probably needed. This person indicated there's a handful of business owners that park right in front of their own business. Well, maybe they should park, you know, not telling them what, you know. But we're going to work it out.
You did emphasize nothing against the theater when the people come to the theater.
No, absolutely not. And if you recall, I went through this with when I first became mayor with the railroad.
Oh, yeah.
So they were parking on the north side and south side of the street by the railroad building. And a lot of those folks would get on a train and they're gone for 24 hours. While they'd come back, they'd all have tickets. So I sat down and worked out a deal with them back at that time, is if they have a tag that's issued by the railroad and they could hang it and show, and we didn't ticket it. So it actually worked pretty well. But you got to work through all those little things.
So let's talk about the railroad.
Yes.
Because we still get complaints called So bottom line is Federal Railroad Authority had suggested to residents, please use our website and or the number. Are we going ahead with signs, with a little bigger signs for the phone number?
I want to. What are we doing? I definitely want to. That was my idea, and I'd like to get it done. I know our city attorney has been in contact or talking with the railroad's attorneys, and we're going to make sure that we do it right when we do it. But you can't read the sign. And I've told everybody, drive up there, look. If you're the first car, you can read it. You got to squint. I mean, if you're the second car back and anything after, you can't read it.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous. And then when you call that number, they prompt you through a variety of different prompts. It takes you about 5 minutes. I left a message. No one's ever called me back. So it's just, it's frustrating. I'm frustrated for our citizens because we don't deserve that. Yeah. We need to have it open.
All along, you've said, though, it takes people to call the number.
Does.
And I know you guys have posted the number before.
We have, yes.
And the Federal Railroad Administration says, let us know, because the more citizens that do it instead of.
Yeah, they don't necessarily care that we call the city. They want to hear from residents. And if we can get multiple residents calling every time, because it was that way just the other day again. I sat there for 20 minutes. I called the number. I mean, people, you just got to do it. You just got to take the time to do it. And I know it's frustrating. You shouldn't have to. My main concern is that I can get public safety across those tracks. Either way,
yeah.
If somebody's up there and we need help down over here, they need to be able to get here. Obviously, why we invested in this overpass, one of the big selling points was the trains would be moved out further to the east. That should always keep us pretty much open. That's not been the case yet. So I will fight this till the end. And we'll see what happens. And then I'm going to turn it over to the next person.
Turn it over.
That's right.
But once again, Boone Mayor John Slate, a guest on our program today. Again, that was, we got to remember, fair parade's coming up.
Fair parade.
That's going to be on Thursday night.
Right.
So
sounds like good weather for the fair.
And we'll have that starting over here by the school. It's going to go straight down 8th Street and under the viaduct out there. So plan accordingly.
Yes.
Police will have some signage up there. And, of course, Thursday is going to be the farmer's market going on downtown anyway, too. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.